Good morning. It's Morning Conversation here on KIOW. I'm Sarah Nagastahl, and we're once again happy to have the administrator from the Good Samaritan Society in Forest City, Holly Brink, join us again here for another month of Morning Conversation with Good Sam. Good morning, Holly. How are you?
Good. How are you today, Zarin?
Doing pretty great. Thanks for asking. Well, I know you guys had the Boy Scouts around, and things are starting to look pretty good. What did they do to help out around here, Holly? Let's start there.
Yeah, so we're excited, kind of a year in the making, partnering with a local Boy Scout who was trying to get his Eagle Scout, and he adopted us as his project. So between them, his family, and some of our staff volunteers, I just am so excited about our courtyard here. So you can't see it when you're driving by. That's why we want to encourage people to come in. Come to our courtyard and just see how alive it is. They planted these beautiful flowers and rock beds and butterfly gardens and vegetables. And it's just been one of the most exciting places to hang out here at the Care Center.
We've talked about it before, but one way that folks could come in and see the garden and see what's going on here at the Good Samaritan Society is through your volunteer program.
Yes, that is also something that our community nursing home here has been known to have great volunteers throughout the years. And COVID came and we unfortunately had to shut our doors, but our doors are wide open. And we just are really excited to welcome back volunteers, all ages, all different things that people want to do. So we had our first volunteer training last week, and just some really excited folks came in. And what we're trying to do is we need to get some people trained because of the state of Iowa requires us to have some formalization of our volunteer program. But with that, then we're looking for people to come to help us water that beautiful garden we just talked about, or to do some one-on-one Bible readings with our residents or large groups. So it really is, I like to find what people's passions are and see how we could use your passion to help grow the lives of the people who live here, because we want to be so alive with people and volunteers and just activities, so that this is just a real community place to be.
Now, because of air conditioning and safety reasons, of course, you guys can't actually have the doors open, but you really like to have the doors open to this place, don't you?
Figuratively, yes. Yeah. Those, we want as many people to come visit here as possible. We have residents here who don't have family members who live around here, and they don't get very many visitors. So any time that we can breathe that life into the care center, whether that's with kids coming in or just those volunteers that I've talked about, all of those things just help make us stronger as a community, is when we have that relationship with the people in the community.
And Holly, I know you guys have a fantastic staff, but you guys are growing, and so you want to add on to that staff, correct?
That is. We're so blessed that God has brought us so many amazing workers. I just can't reiterate that enough. But we currently do have an overnight CNA position, and also a full-time 2-to-10 position for our CNA. So we don't have a lot of openings regularly. We are looking to expand that staff, and you know, trying to be a little picky and choosy, because we really just want the people who really have passion for helping people to be part of our family and our team here. So if you know anybody, send them our way. Have them call Holly.
How can they reach you?
Yeah. Well, my phone number is 641-512-1714. Or feel free to call me at the care center here, 585-2232. Or email is also a great way to reach me at holly.brink, B-R-I-N-K, at good-sam.com.
We're talking with Holly Brink, the administrator of the Good Samaritan Society in Forest City. And Holly, what makes Good Sam so good, if you will, or great?
A number of things that make us great, not just good. But the greatness that we, and all the good things that has happened here, is because of the people who work here. People come to live in a care center because they need to be taken care of. And so it's really important to me, it's important to our mission and our vision, that we employ people who are going to meet those needs, but go farther than just meeting the physical needs of our people who we take care of, to help meet their spiritual needs, to show caring, love, and kindness. And so that's what I feel like makes us a little bit more special than everyone else, because we have that care, and I hope that you feel that when you walk in the door.
Holly, let's talk about your services, because you guys don't just provide long-term care. You guys have other services, correct?
Yeah, so a nursing home looks different than definitely in the last 15 years. Right now, just with the way healthcare is going, we get a lot of short-term rehab patients that were, they may be used to rehab in the hospital because of hospital bed availability. They're really rely on the care centers in the communities to provide that skilled nursing care. So you, that we're probably almost at about a 50-50 mix of people who, yes, do choose to come and make this their permanent residence, but we also have that other group of people who they're coming in. We know that they're just going to, maybe they had a hip replacement or had another reason for them to need some rehab, and they're going to come and work with us for 4 to 6 weeks, because we've got an amazing physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech therapy here on staff. So they work with them, they get to rehab them so that they go home, and that's the main goal.
Awesome. Some great insight there, Holly. Thanks so much for your time. I really do appreciate it. Holly Brink, the administrator of the Good Samaritan Society of Forest City, will talk to you again next month.
Sounds fun.
For Holly Brink, I'm Zarinegas Dahl on KIOW Morning Conversation.